When we talk about our Pekani Blackfoot concepts of authority and governance, first of all, we talk about our Sundances that brought the communities together. We won't talk about Sundance here because that is very sacred. But we can talk about powwows. The powwow is a gathering of all the people where nations come together with drummers and dancers. To some people, the powwow has a really superficial meaning. Beads and feathers and the song and the drum and so on. And they'll say, well, that looks beautiful. But Indian thinkers will look at traditional status. That man that's out there dancing, if he's got a headdress on, he has a song to allow him to wear that headdress. If he's carrying a rattle, he has a song that allows him to carry that rattle. It's attached to our belief system. So we have different types of people sitting in the crowd, looking at the powwow, or being part of the powwow. If you don't really know how to identify a dancer at the powwow or at a Sundance, well, you've missed the whole answer to the person dancing. But if you really look at that dancer, you'll be able to see he's mimicking something in his own identity. His actions are a language used in that powwow circuit. And for some, their dance is talking in its own way, with whoever they are communicating with. For example, in Blackfoot, upshkakshin means you're making that motion, that action, because you want to dance away illnesses, bad luck, all the problems, hurts, injuries, or emotional scars that were put on you, or maybe something bad that happened just recently. Or if somebody's saying bad things about you, you can do upshkakshin too. And when you're dancing, mimicking your dream or how your ancestor used to dance, you're making those motions to get those things away from you. It's like you have a shield and somebody's shooting at you. You're going to duck away from that. And our elders tell us, when you sit and meditate, when you pray, apshkaksit, it's like you have your medicine shield and you're making motions to all bad things to go away from you. And that's so important, that action. It gives you strength, a sense of identity and purpose, a greater understanding of what you're doing. This elder told me once, when you pray, little brother, apsti makshakshit. He says, don't be ashamed of prayers, of the Creator. Even if you're all by yourself, you may look silly, but the thing is, you make that motion. So, apshkakshin is really a good example of how our great circle system, our great dance, is always a ceremony, a language, a way of speaking with the universe, no matter which way we turn or what we have to go through.